Good morning and welcome to Inside Air. Joining me in the studios is my co-host Lucky Pires. It's www.goforgold calling over to give all of you all the news you need to know in the sporting world. And our focus this Sunday morning, though, being the 17th of May, is schools rugby, the rugby league, the dialogue rugby league, the prestigious rugby league, as they call it. And we have news hot off the field. I know it was really rainy and muggy yesterday, but the games were fantastic. Trinity College Kandy beat TSN and Ica by 41 points to 10 after leading 12 points to 5 at the breather. But then you'll be surprised what Trinity did. What they did was they benched four of their key players in the first 20 minutes. And then I reckon the coach realized it's time for them to send the full team out. And after that, sadly, Diaz had absolutely no answer for the fantastic Trinity team that scored 7 tries, 3 conversions in the process. And Diaz and Naga should be given credit for scoring 2 tries against a strong Trinity outfit. The game was played at Police Park. Now, talking to Shendul Lava, the Trinity and our specialist in rugby, he stated he's pretty happy with Trinity's performance, but in the same breath, he said, I'm concerned purely about as to why Trinity, with so much of talent in this team, can't find good kickers to try and get the ball between the two chopsticks. They score, but they can't convert. But end of the day, Trinity completely outplayed DSN and Aka, and I think that's what matters. Right, then Isipathana have beaten Sumangala up in the Trinity College Stadium in Kandy yesterday in another Group 1 game. After leading 26 points to nil at the breather, they ultimately beat them by 40 points to 12. Isipathana, 6 tries, 5 conversions, so good converting rate by the kicker. And Sri Sumangala scored 2 tries, of which they converted 1. Moving on to Group 2, Wesley College beat St. Joseph's College at Longden Place by 23 points to 10 after leading 10-5 at the breather. Wesley, 3 tries, 1 conversion, 2 penalties, while St. Joseph's managed 2 tries. Another game in Group 2, exciting, went down to the wire. Call it what you may, St. Peter's versus Ananda. St. Peter's ultimately beat Ananda by 34 points to 32. After it was even Stevens at Clemens, 17 each. St. Peter, 6 tries, 2 conversions. Ananda, 4 tries, 2 conversions, 2 penalty. But I can tell you that St. Peter's were given a bit of a scare. Well played, Ananda, giving such a very good account of themselves against one of the strongest sides in schools rugby this year, St. Peter's. Right, let's also stay in Ratmalana. And this time it's Mahanama who have beaten Prince of Wales in a Group 2 game by 28 points to 20. At the breather, Mahanama led 14 points to 10. Prince of Wales, 4 tries, but sadly they didn't convert any. I think that cost them the game, while Mahanama scored 4 tries, 4 conversions. So there we go, Mahanama 28, Prince of Wales 20. That's the final score. Right, here comes the final game of yesterday. St. Thomas's College Mount Lavinia have beaten Zaira by 35 points to 26 after being led by 14 points to 10 at the breather. Zaira will be very, very unhappy with their performance. But I can tell you the Thomians came off with a sterling performance. The Thomians, 5 tries, 2 conversions, 2 penalties, while Zaira scored 4 tries and 3 conversions. Talking to our rugby expert, we all know who Christopher Jordish is, the former Thomian captain who also captained the CRNFC. He also played rugby for Sri Lanka, wonderful player. Having a chat with him, he said, Brian, I'm very pleased to be that St. Thomas has played. They looked a little bit rusty in the first half, but in the second half, it was a Thomian grit. They seem to be a highly focused side that has improved quite a bit. But his only concern is that St. Thomas's is not performing well in the lineouts. They seem to be losing the game quite a bit. He says that that part of their play has to be improved, because going on from here, they'll be playing tougher games, because next week St. Thomas's will be playing against Royal. So he said that's one area that he would be very concerned about. In the same breath, he said that he must state congratulations St. Thomas's for beating Zaira in their own backyard. Right, now then, let's also take a look at what's coming up today. Royal College will play against Kingswood College at the Trinity College Stadium in Palekele. Then Science will host Thurston at Mount Lavinia. That's at the Science Grounds. And of course, at Nithavala, it will be St. Anthony's College, Kaltukasota, who are also an improved team, will be playing against Lumbini. Thanks to Spencer Leon, I have this particular news for all you rugby lovers. Trinity College, Issy Parthenar and Wesley, alongside St. Peter's College, have already qualified for the cup segment of the Dialogues Rugby League 2026, while Sri Sumangala and St. Joseph's have qualified for the plate section. And at the moment, the bowl, it's only Prince of Wales. Now, that's the statistics he sent to us. But he also made mention after today's game, we will have more information pertaining to qualifications of teams in the plate, Coombe, the bowl section. Now, at the moment, Royal is in a tricky scenario because, look, they are languishing. They need to beat Kingswood today to stay in competition for qualifying in the cup segment. And they also got that important game against the Thomians next week. So next week in schools rugby will be very interesting. But don't worry, here at www.goforgold.lk, both Luckett Pearce and I will give you all the information that you need to know about one of the most popular games that are being played here in Sri Lanka. Cricket news. At stumps yesterday in the second test, Bangladesh versus Pakistan, day one. Bangladesh 278 all out. The only batter who impressed was Litton Das, brilliant 126. And the Pakistanis at close of play, 21 for no loss. Khatoum Shehzad for Pakistan took 4 for 81. He seems to be a decent bowler. And Mohammad Abbas took 3 for 45. We'll keep our eyes focused as day two gets underway today. Just a reminder yet again, Bangladesh 278 all out. They will be disappointed. But thanks to Litton Das's 126, they got to quite a decent total. Pakistan 21 for no loss. Now we come to the IPL. Let me first and foremost tell you, none of the teams have still qualified for the Super Fours. And yesterday, Calcutta Knight Riders completely outplayed Gujarat Titans, who came in as favourites by 28 runs. What a wonderful display. Batting paradise, and I feel just sorry for the bowlers because they were just getting carted. Right, Kolkata Knight Riders were put into bat. They made 241 for two. At last, Finn Allen among the runs, the New Zealander, he made 93. Raghuwanshi made 83. And Cameron Green, the Australian, 52. None of the bowlers were impressive, so we are not making mention of any of those bowlers. Gujarat Titans, 218 for 4, sadly, and they lose this game by 28 runs. Shubman Gill, 85, Sai Sudarshan, 53, Josh Butler, 57. Only Sunil Narayan, the West Indian right-arm orthodox spinner, took 2 for 29. The rest of the bowlers were carted. What's the game that is coming up today? Well, we have two games coming up today, let me tell you. And that'll be interesting in the IPL, isn't it? Right. PBKS, who are at the fourth position with 12 games already played and with 13 points in their bank, will play against Royal Challengers Bangalore, who are leading and are at the top of the table. And remember, RCB is a fantastic outfit with top players like Virat Kohli in the fold. RCB, despite the fact they are leading the pack, they've still not qualified, though. They played 12 games, they got 16 points in the bank. And if they can beat PBKS today, that means they'll book themselves a berth in the playoffs. And the second game that's coming up is between Delhi Capitals, who are in seventh place, against Rajasthan Royals, managed by Kumar Sangakkara, the legend. And Kumar Sangakkara's team, they are at the moment in fifth position. They've played 11 games, they have 12 points in the bank, and they look to beat Delhi Capitals. But the way that some of the teams that are playing, especially in this year's IPL, and were in the lower rank, that is below the fifth place, have come out with sterling performances in the last business end of the game, because I think the teams that are leading up front are under tremendous pressure. Let's have a quick look at the points table. RCB, that's Royal Challengers Bangalore, head the pack, followed by GT, that's Gujarat Titans. In third place is Sunrisers Hyderabad. PBK is in fourth place. Rajasthan Royals in fifth place. And CSK, that's Chennai Super Kings, are in sixth place. All these teams do have a fair chance of qualifying for the Super Fours. Before I wind up, let me just remind you of the school games coming up today. Remember that Royal play against Kingswood. Important game. Royal needs a win to keep their hopes alive in the cup competition. Science College will play against Thurston. St. Anthony's take on Lumbini up in Nithawala. And of course, tomorrow we'll have the results of the English Premier League, where Manchester United will have a bit of a test against Nottinghamshire as well. That's it from me and Lucky Peters. This is Brian Thomas signing off this beautiful Sunday morning, wishing all of you a blessed day. Spin you a couple of songs, and today we hope to spin you a singular song for your listening pleasure as well. I hope you'll enjoy it. Thank you, and bye for now.